Yes, I'm sitting down, getting comfy. We're doing a video.
A video?
I had this idea that, okay, why not do a video and a podcast at the same time? That can't be hard. That's not going to take a lot of research. This is a week late. Because I got sick. And, God, it was a combination of things. It was, you know, people don't exactly come to me when they feel good, you know. And sometimes it catches up to you. So, and one in particular, she's doing really good. But when she books, I try to lay low the next day. So, it is a beautiful sunny day, and I'm inside yet again, coming to you from Stockholm, Sweden. So hopefully this is something bearable to watch. This is my little place. Mexico, China, India, the daybed. Everything's reversed here. That's a Congo drum from Africa. So anyway, very exotic here. Yes. And I'm drinking imported tea. So let's dive in and let's just talk about something that everybody has. I mean, it's anxiety, right? So this show is on anxiety, what it is, the two different types that I didn't research this. This is just what I've seen over the time. The two different types, what to do. And then just a couple questions that people had off my Instagram. So anyway, it's fun. It's like different. I brush my teeth for this, just so you know. You smell the minty breath. Huh? It's all minty. Anyway, but I'm a little low. So be nice to me. I don't feel good. I'm like one of those men who are like, I don't feel good. Well, all men are like that, right? So anyway, so let's talk about anxiety. These are my notes, if you can see that. So you can see this on the podcast. You can see this on the podcast. You can listen on the podcast, or you can see this on my YouTube channel. Okay. And both of those you can access on my website, thatspiritualguy.com. So I'll try to keep this, you know, I like short and sweet. Because we all got shit to do, you know. Stuff to do, people to do, things to do. Okay. So anxiety. How I look at anxiety is it's a perceived future pain or fear of, you know, it's that feeling of like, you know, it's not fear, it's not sadness, it's sort of like a mixture, but it's a taxing energy on the nervous system for sure, and it's not fun. There's a healthy kind of anxiety, and then there's a non-healthy. So what I would call normal anxiety and chronic. I had chronic forever. I mean, like, as a kid, everything could be good. Everything, am I? And I'll talk about that in a second. But let's just dive in. Okay, so that's our definition. Anxiety to me is a perceived future pain or fear, something that is causing you not to feel well. That's a future kind of based energy. You know, how's that meeting going to go? How is that date going to go? How is anything going to go? It's this imagination. What you're basically trying to do is you're trying to sort of feel it out in a way before it happens unconsciously, but it creates a negative feeling, you know, you don't feel good. And it also is what we say in English, taxing on the nervous system. It's one of those things where you can feel like a stress here, you know. I mean, some people, when they get anxiety, they have like eczema, you know, the face and different areas, you know, you break out and that kind of thing. So it's a real, I mean, you know, it's a very, very, everybody has it. I think everybody has it in some kind of chronic way. So it's a perceived fear, perceived future pain that makes the present really unbearable. It makes the present really like not fun. That's generous saying not fun. Okay. So the normal, like I said, tests coming up, you're a student, presentation coming up, you're, an account executive, you're meeting with the boss, you're asking, you're defending your numbers for the year, you're talking about the new sale, whatever it is, you have that anxiety. The normal kind of anxiety is, oh shit, hold on one second. Oh God, okay. Sorry. We had a wardrobe malfunction. Remember that with Janet Jackson? Okay. Whoopsie, my titty came out. All right. So the normal, what do you do? Okay. Well, first of all, you just accept it that it's normal. That's the first thing. Because we do have this idea that we should feel perfect all the time, and that's just not going to happen. And, if it's raining, you're going to get wet. Maybe you have an umbrella, but your shoes are going to get wet. You know what I mean? So there's just understanding that it's normal. You feel sad, you feel good, you feel bad, you feel this. That's what it is. It's like, is everybody happier on a sunny day, especially here in Sweden? Yeah, people, they go crazy. So understanding that what you're feeling is okay. That's the first thing that sort of takes it down a notch. Okay. Let me just make sure. I just had to make sure it was recording. I've done that before where I'm like, and I'm like, ah, oh, fuck, I didn't hit record. Okay. So it's normal and you're normal in that way. Okay. Anxiety, like anything else, is sort of health related, obviously. I mean, if you're not taking care of yourself, if you're doing, like a lot of drugs, a lot of drinking, a lot of, you don't sleep well, you don't eat well, then yeah, you're going to have anxiety and you're going to have it more than most people just because your system isn't healthy. So, for both the normal and the second one, what I call the chronic, having a healthy system is at least 30 to 50% of it, okay? It's like sleeping good. You sleep really well, and the next day you have energy. You deal with things, you deal with people, and it doesn't really affect you so much. And that's just the way it is. So the first thing you should look at is, am I healthy? What can I do? Have I had too many cookies? Does everybody know me at the liquor store or at Systembolaget? That kind of thing. And it's not wrong. I mean, But it affects it like everything else. So look at your lifestyle, look at how you're feeling, look at, versus how your general health is. Are you exercising? Are you sick? Have you been sick for a week like me? Oh my God, I'm sick. I'm sick and nobody loves me. No. And, everything. So do you feel more anxiety when you're coming off a sickness? Yeah, of course you do. So it's normal. Look at what's happening. Don't just see it as just something that you've done wrong. That's what a lot of people do. We're used to, think of it this way. We grow up, our parents are like, this is right, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad. Then we go to school, we get the same thing. Then we go to college, maybe, or we do something else. But, we're always in some position where we're being judged. So we have this fear of being judged. No one likes being judged. Everybody, has this idea that they want to be accepted and liked. We all want to be liked. I mean, So understanding that you've been under this sort of pressure cooker for your whole life, this perceived judging. So it's going to continue, I mean, at work, you have a job. Are you doing a good job or are you not doing a good job? Did you hit your goal? Did you hit your, are you difficult? Are you the one everyone avoids in the hallway? Oh shit, here she comes. So being judged is part of life, but understanding that it can lead to stress, it can lead to anxiety, is understanding your general anxiety, okay, if that makes any sense, hopefully. Okay, so we're used to it. We don't like it. It doesn't feel good, but it's part of life. Okay, I mean, at the end of this, you're like, was it good or was it bad? Am I going to listen to this asshole again, or was it a waste of time? Or at least he helped me fall asleep. Okay, so everything is a performance. Everything is being perceived and judged, and that has a significant effect on how we perceive what's going on through the anxiety, both the normal and the chronic. Okay. Chronic is deeper. Chronic is obviously more chronic. That's why it's called chronic. Okay. But understanding what anxiety is, what is around us all the time. Okay. Even in relationships. Oh, how's your relationship going? Your new boyfriend. Well, he's this or she's that. And, you're basically making little mini judgments. Okay. And that's just how it is. So, understanding that it's part of life and that anxiety is part of life. But once you sort of maybe get this in your subconscious or your unconscious, maybe it doesn't kick your ass as much and maybe you understand what it is. So, having healthy lifestyle, healthy things, people, okay, all of that is very, very good. Okay. So, to do what you do in the normal is, okay, acknowledge it. There it is. Okay. And you don't doesn't need to take like an hour, but like, okay, I'm feeling this. Well, sometimes when you just acknowledge, okay, I feel sad. I don't feel good. I feel this. I feel happy. Then you feel like, okay, that's the first step. So just acknowledge it. Okay, there's some anxiety here. Okay. The best thing is, have you had any water? Okay, most people walk around like camels. I think I had some water last week. It was really good, actually. So drink some water. Okay, you'll feel that immediately. Okay, have a little water and then do some breathing. Do some breathing exercises. It's like, the inhale, exhale through the nose. Nice and easy. You don't have to sound like me, like, oh, you can just do it quietly. Okay, so the water and the breathing and saying to yourself, it's okay, I'm gonna give it my best. That should take care of normal anxiety. You can have anxiety in a normal situation if you're just knowing that you're not ready. Like you're going to meet with your boss and you're not prepared and you fucked up and now you have to confess your sins. Okay. Yeah, that's anxiety. And I don't think the breathing in the water, I mean, it'll help you, but it won't take it away. Okay. So you have to look at the situation also, too. Is there something you're not wanting to look at? Did you not study for your test? Did you not prepare for your podcast slash video session? That could be it too, okay? So anyway, and just understand also too that normal, it's normal, it's normal. Anxiety. Ah, I'm gonna miss the bus. Oh shit, I forgot my wife's birthday. Ah, anxiety. Okay, so that should do it, I think. That's I help that I teach that to clients and I use that for myself. So that's good. Okay, let's get on to. And if you have any questions about that, you can write me. You can write me. Might take me a week or less, but I'll write you back. But write me if you have a question about that. But that, understanding what it is, understanding that you have it, understanding that your lifestyle is connected to it, and understand also too that in that moment of anxiety, you can drink some water and take some breaths and tell yourself mentally, it's going to be fine. I'll do my best and let it go. And that should limit or take away a normal kind of anxiety. Okay. The chronic kind is tougher. It's a little bit more, I had it for years. Oh my God. And I got it from my mother. I mean, it was my karma. I mean, I think I actually got it in utero when I was in my mother's womb, to be honest. I think at the time she was afraid that my dad was cheating on her or that, she's going to be a new mom. I'm the first of her three. So I could, I think that, knowing what I know and energy and stuff like that, we absorb everything in the utero. I mean, when my ex-wife was pregnant with my daughter, she used to turn in the womb when she heard my voice. She loved me. She loves me more than mama. Just kidding. Anyway, so we respond to stimulus, and what the mother is feeling is what the kid is going to feel. So I think it started there. My mom has a chronic anxiety problem. I mean, we would go to Disneyland as kids, and like, ah, are we going to find a parking space? Is your favorite ride going to be open? And I'm like, fuck, we're on our way to Disneyland, and we're like stressed out. Focus is doing something weird. Okay. So I grew up with it from before I was here, basically. And so I really, really, really suffered from it, and it hurt my life. And if I look back, I think, my God, half the things I did, I wouldn't have done if I didn't have this chronic anxiety. So it's tough. It's tough. Nowadays it's easier. You can, there's so much information and help you can get and that sort of thing. But, and on top of that, I had like this huge psychic thing going on where like I could feel everybody and hear their thoughts, and I could feel dead people in the room and all that. So imagine that with anxiety. I'm like, So anyway, everybody's the same and everyone's different. It's like a fingerprint or a snowflake. Okay, we're the same but different. So, but we can break down chronic into, some areas where. Let's define chronic. Chronic is having anxiety that cripples your life. Nothing is wrong in your life right now. You have no immediate problems. Everything is okay to some degree. Of course, you want to improve it or whatever, but it's a sunny day. You're healthy. You've got some money. You've got a job. You have a house to live in, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And then, you're supposed to meet somebody and you're going to go outside and you feel it. It's just like, so chronic is when you have anxiety and it's not related to what it is that you are experiencing in that moment. It's just there. It's like waking up and your back hurts and you're like, okay, what do I do? What do I do about this? Okay. So it's there without any kind of event or thought or that kind of a thing. Okay. So no reason to be anxiety, to be anxious. There's no reason to feel these negative feelings, and you feel it and you're like, fuck. Okay, so that's chronic, and that will destroy your health in the long run, and it will destroy your relationships and everything. Okay, and typically what people do is they abuse drugs and alcohol or whatever kind of addiction that they can do to sort of feed to make it feel better. Okay, and that's normal. It's not, I don't see that in a judgment way. But it won't work in the long run, and it really doesn't work in the short term either. But it at least you feel a little bit better, right? I mean, you're all, so. What can happen is it gives you when you have it for year after year after year in your life. What can happen is your health breaks down because your nervous system is always in a state of trauma. It's in a state of sending out way too many endorphins, sending out too many of everything to try to fix the situation. So you're flooded all the time and you start to get lower and lower and lower and lower. And you can see it in people's faces when they have chronic anxiety. They kind of look like this. Go to the YouTube if you can't see, if you're on the podcast. Looks like they need the toilet, to be honest. And they try. Okay. So I never in my wildest dreams thought I could get rid of my anxiety. Even my last wife, it sounds like I've had a harem. I've only been married once. But I remember my ex telling me, like, why can't you just be happy? Why can't you just relax? And I'm like, I'm fucking trying. So that dates me. I mean, I've been anxiety free, chronic anxiety free for probably, I don't know, 10 years, 8 years, 9, 10 years, something like that. So it got better over time from like my 20s. I'm 53, by the way. And did you miss my birthday? It was May 19th. Mark it for next year. Okay, anyway. But I mean, like, for me to not have to not have that, that's like, oh my God, that's like, a miracle. So that's one of the reasons why this particular podcast and video is really sort of dear to me, because I just never thought it would happen, ever, ever, ever. How I did it, I'll tell you about it in the next series. No, just kidding. I'll tell you here. But it can be done. You have to work, you have to get off your ass a little bit, like everything. But it's so possible. It's so possible. And it changes your life. It changes how you, it changes your personality because you're not just like, all the time. Okay. I would say a lot of my clients have chronic anxiety. So if you've been to me, I would say out of 10 of you, if I lined up 10 of you, six of you have it. Two more are on the way, and one, oh, that's nine. And the other two are cooking, okay? Because we're sensitive people, we feel things, and as we get older, it can build. I've had it since birth. I've had it since ever. So I'm, used to it. I went to the psychologist, I tried all the drugs. Took it down a little bit, but not much. Not enough to have all the side effects. Side effects are, even worse. So I wish it was that easy. You could just take a happy pill. And everyone's trying to find the happy pill because you would make billions. I mean, if you could effectively take away these sorts of feelings, depression, anxiety, all these things, I mean, it would be like you'd be the richest person in the world. So if you can't get out of bed because of anxiety and stress, and there are definitely drugs that will help you. But after you get to the normal, quote unquote, you can get out of the house, you can get on the subway, you can get to your job, then it really sort of doesn't work or get you to the next place. Okay. So chronic trauma issues building, it's a trapped energy. It's all of these sorts of things. Okay. Again, just like normal lifestyle, are you drinking water? I know I'm like a water spokesperson, but it's what we are, water and electricity. It's really what it's about. So you drink water and you feel good. You just do. And it helps you mentally, helps you physically, energetically, everything. So are you getting enough water? Are you eating shit food? There's so many fucking chemicals in these foods now. I mean, and it they get away with so much. I'm sorry. They just do. The manufacturers. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but like red food dye is like, I think like, what is it? Like lice shit. Some kind of insect shit that they purify and gives it the color, and then they call it natural. Yeah, it's natural. Yummy. And you're like, oh my God. Look it up. Look it up on the internet. Okay. So for chronic, I've listed it as like this. This is going to be a shorter one because, like I said, I've been in bed all week and I don't feel good. So I hope you're fucking happy with this. No, anyway, I'm looking at my notes again. Okay, for the chronic, the first thing is get in your body. Just look at yourself. I mean, really, do you work out? Are you stretching? Are you doing any kind of yoga? Okay, are you releasing? I'm always about releasing. That's what healing is, releasing energy. Okay, bad energy, not the good energy. Okay, so are you releasing? Are you doing anything like that? So assess your body. Number one, assess your body. How are you? I mean, it's okay if you're, I mean, if you're not taking care of yourself, it's not like a fucking sin. It's not like you're not going to get into heaven or something. But if you want to solve this, you need to look at it. Okay, so get in your body and then decide, okay, what can I do that fits my life that I'll actually do? Not, I mean, think of it. Why do people have personal trainers? I mean, unless you're in the Olympics, okay, you don't need a personal trainer. Or you're like some bodybuilder person, okay? You pay for a personal trainer so you don't flake out, basically. I paid, I'm going. I'm getting my money's worth, okay? That's what it is. That's what it be, okay? So, there's a reason why we are like that as human beings, okay? There's a reason. So assess yourself and be honest. What can you do? What can you not do? But find something. We're looking at, are you working out? Are you stretching? Because stretching is releasing. Working out is releasing. Okay. How much water am I drinking every day? What kind of food am I eating? You don't have to be a vegetarian. You don't have to give up anything. But yeah, if you're not feeling good, heavy meat, heavy like chicken and beef, that's not going to help you because you're going to now influence your stomach, your intestines, and that's a whole other thing. You're taking away time that your body could be helping you to processing heavy things. Okay, that's a lot. Okay, all right. So that's healthy. That's getting into the body. Now, the other part of healthy is healthy relationships, healthy friends, healthy interactions, boundaries. You can kind of see if you listen to me, if you listen at all, ungrateful people, no, just kidding. There's a sort of circle of things that you do that just perpetuate well-being, okay? So part of this anxiety is, are you around like really difficult people, toxic people, like my last podcast, okay? Are you around them? That's not going to help, okay? Woo! So it won't help you. So you need to look at that. Time for my drink. This is like yogi tea. Not yogi tea. I make my own tea. Basically, it's just hot tea that I let get cold. And it's amazing. It's really good. You should try that. Like some of the puka teas. Just make a teapot. Sit it in there for like a couple hours. Let it get cold. Take the tea bag out. It's a great drink. Because I get bored with water. I mean, honestly. If I don't have lemon, I don't have like flavored water. I don't drink water. So I use lemon. That's my secret. Okay. So other than that, because I hate it being boring. Okay. So you've looked at get in touch with the body. Healthy choices. What can I do? What can I not do? Okay. Write it down. It's the best way. Write it down. Get it out of your head. Okay. The third thing is, okay, do I have a lot of like old baggage? Okay. Think of your family. Think of your mom. Think of your dad. Does hatred come to mind? Motherfucker. Okay. There's energy. That's helping you feel anxious every day. That's part of your chronic anxiety, is those energies. Okay. So maybe you need to see a therapist. Write me. I know a great one. Andreas. In Stockholm. He's available international because he's an international man of mystery. But I have a big problem with most therapists because it doesn't help. That's it. Okay, so Andreas, maybe he'll be really busy after this and then he'll hate me because he'll never have a day off. But anyway, I went to him when I had this pattern. Really, really good. Okay, so therapy, going to see somebody who's effective. Okay, and by effective, I mean not just understanding what it is, but also getting rid of the energy that's fueling it. We all know what our problems are. We just can't get rid of it. We can't just break the pattern. We can't, like, you know, stop, you know. So you look at, I mean, the easiest pattern to see is dating, you know. You have a friend and she's like, I met this. And then you're like, oh, God, I know exactly what he's like. He's going to be like, ping, 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 ping. Because you've been her friend all these years and she's the same. She hasn't changed. And then she's like, oh, I think this is going to work out. I think this is the one. I think it's like, you know. So, I mean, that's oversimplified, of course, but, you know, it is what it is. So if you want to get better, this is how you do it. You start chipping away at things, okay? So a good, my leg, sorry, that didn't sound good, did it? Sorry, stretching out my leg here. See a therapist. Counselor, somebody who has skills, okay? I'm happy to give you Andreas's number if you write me, of course. And you write me a nice one. Don't get all bossy and like, I want the fucking number. And I'm like, no, I don't feel like it, okay? So anyway, then the last thing is energy work on your own or with someone like me or another healer or something like that. And as you do the releasing and the healthiness and all of that, it works. You'll get rid of it. Some people faster than others, of course, okay? But let me tell you, I'll look you straight in the eye here on my YouTube thing, okay? I never, ever thought I would be free of chronic anxiety ever. It was a handicap. Everything made me nervous. Everything made me anxious. I couldn't relax at all, ever. I could when I slept. But as soon as I woke up, and for no reason in the mind, No, like, oh my God, there's something big today. I'm not ready for it, whatever. Okay, so that's a big deal. All right, so get in your body, assess your body. What's going on with your body? Unfortunately, the body matters. We have to eat, we have to shit, we have to sleep, we have to, other sexy things. Okay, all right. Find yourself a healthy choice in that body. What am I doing for my body? Am I, honoring it? Am I healthy? You know what healthy is. And healthy, and then and believe me, I have better things to do, and so do you. So I'm not this like 24/7 body thing, So, but there's a minimum that you have to do if you want to feel balanced. Okay. The third thing then is the therapy, psychotherapy. Okay. Finding out what those issues are, getting to the core of that, finding out why the Christmas song comes on and you start crying. Okay. Christmas. Okay. Well, this time it's something. Most people just want to take a pill. They just want to just make it better. I don't want to, And you have limited results. So, if you're not fucking happy and you have chronic anxiety and you don't want to do any of this, then you're choosing it. You're choosing to be chronically anxious. Okay. So, I think that's pretty good. I think that's I feel really bad because I actually erase some of the questions. I do these late night like delete sessions, and I deleted some of the questions that I got on Instagram, so I'm sorry. But one that stayed was, what are the practices you use to ease your anxiety and stress in moments when it was overwhelming, and what's done long term? So I sort of talked about that. But the short term is telling yourself it's okay, breathing. This gets oxygen. If you breathe from the chest and the stomach, it's one kind of taking it in, okay? But there's something about doing it through the nose. You can even do one nostril and then switch. You can feel it. It just does something. It's part of all the old yogic breathing, okay? Releasing the energy. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, baby. Okay. Having the water, refreshing, free mostly. It's gonna feel really, really good. Okay, and then just telling yourself, I'm okay. I'll get through this. It's gonna be fine. Derek is praying for me, for my eternally damned soul that's definitely going to hell. Did that come out? I'm sorry. No, but it's gonna be okay. You're gonna get through this, okay? So, and having the decision that that when you're in that, you're gonna do it. You're gonna take a breath. You're gonna have a little water. Take a break, and then you may have to repeat it. That's okay. And you can also, if you've listened to me or you come to me, this is the sort of circle of health. So not that everything has the same fucking answer, but it's all sort of related when it's negative, okay? So. But now on the chronic, the long term is is the four steps I gave you from before, okay? And that is, very necessary. But I can tell you, I'm swearing to you right now, okay? Did you know I had a tattoo? Isn't it cool? My whole arm is fucking blue. Long story. I'm a chronic anxiety success story. And I did it the same way I'm telling you. So if I can do it, you can do it. But I can also tell you again, I never in a million years thought I'd ever be rid of it. Because I had it forever, my whole life. I'm 53, 40. Do the math. What did I say? 8 years ago. So what's 53 minus 8? Anyway, whatever that is. That's how long I've had it. One very happy day, I had a beautiful wedding, super sexy, spent a lot of money, okay? in Taormina, Sicily. And I lived in California at the time, so extra sexy. But I had anxiety. Not about her, which maybe I should have. No, just kidding. Sorry to my daughter if she's listening. I love you, baby. It was all meant to be. Because I always had it, just different levels, just different levels. And so I get it. I really, really, really get it. And the other thing also too is if you want to, if you're in a really bad shape, come see me, go see somebody else, whatever, get some kind of help because it gives you a boost. It gives you, empty it out as much as possible. One of the beautiful things that I get when clients see, if they have to see me regularly, because you can't do everything at once sometimes. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. It's not up to me, okay? But you can see it in their face when they come in. They're like, they feel, they have that peaceful look. And I'm like, how's the anxiety? Like, oh my God, it's so much less. There you go. Okay. So if you feel it, you're welcome to book a time with me or go see somebody else. There's a lot of good people doing things. If you like that, go to that. If you like this, go to this. If you like, what's right is what's right for you. That's another one of my mantras. What's right is what's right for you. Say it with me, brothers and sisters. Okay. So, and if you have any questions, you can write me. I'm happy to answer them. You can DM me if you follow me on Instagram. And I answer. I do. It takes a day or two. But if I'm sick, like I was so sick, and nobody even wrote me and said, "How are you?" No. But I live for this. This is what I'm supposed to do. So I want to help you. Okay, so I hope that helps. Can't think of anything else to say, really. Okay, so anyway, be well, be happy. You can do this, okay? Unless you're psychotically deranged and you have this idea that if you kill people, you'll be happy, okay? If that's what you have, then I can't help you, okay? But anything other than that, energetically, we can break this down and you can find a way to feel better and to have a happy life, okay? So, anyway, all the best to you. Thank you so much. Thanks. Bye. 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 Echo, echo.